Now, the row continues over plans to build a new home for Prague's National Library. The priceless collection of books and manuscripts is set to move from the Baroque Clementinum building by Charles Bridge to a new location on Prague's Letná Plain. But the winning design by Czech-born architect Jan Kaplický is attracting no small measure of controversy. Rob Cameron has this report.
Jan Kaplický is one of the world's most innovative architects, and his Future Systems studio has produced some extraordinary futuristic buildings, such as Birmingham's Selfridges and the Media Centre at Lord's Cricket Ground in London. His winning design for the new Czech National Library, chosen by an international jury in March, is no exception. Best described as a huge green and purple blob, the nine-story building, which has already been nicknamed the Octopus by Czechs, will house as many as 10 million books. Jan Kaplický had this to say after the winning entry was announced in March.
It's easy to talk, it's easy to criticize. More difficult is to build, it's more to design. We can judge on the day it will be finished. That's the judgment day.
But Jan Kaplický probably hadn't anticipated the storm of criticism that has greeted the plan. The campaign against the Octopus has attracted some high-profile opponents, including the country's conservative president, Václav Klaus. In a long opinion piece in Wednesday's Mladá fronta dnes, President Klaus pours scorn on what he says is an ugly piece of architecture that will disrupt Prague's historic panorama. Mr. Klaus has won allies from some unlikely quarters, including the Prague-born literary legend Ivan Klíma.
I think the main objection I have, as a layman, is that I don't think it would fit in with the panorama of Prague. Another thing is that books are the fundamental cornerstone of culture, and I'd therefore expect that the building will be based on some tradition and not just reflect the originality of its creator.
President Klaus was recently overheard saying that he would be willing to prevent the building going ahead with his own body, a comment that was seized upon by the media. Mr. Klaus's spokesman stressed it was an offhand remark and not meant to be taken seriously. But Eva Jižičná, the Czech-born architect who presided over the international jury, says the president should concentrate on more pressing matters.
There are lots of very important issues which the president should be concerned with, war and peace and people starving, or people being well fed, and this is only a building, you know, and I think that he should put his life in task for more important issues than one single building at Letná.
Architect Eva Jižičná ending that report by Rob Cameron.